Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Shh, Look Behind You. Today's podcast, we are going to be discussing one of my favorite topics of all time, and that is UFOs. And in today's one, we've got probably the most substantial bit of information ever found with regards to UFOs. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Today, we're going to be discussing the Pentagon UFO videos. Now, on November 14, 2004, Fighter Pilot Commander David Fravor of the USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group investigated radar indications of a possible target off the coast of Southern California. Fravor said the operator had told him that the USS Princeton, part of the strike group, had been tracking unusual aircraft for 2 weeks prior to the incident. The aircraft would appear at 80,000 feet above and descendingly rapidly towards the sea, and stopping a mere 20,000 feet and then just hovering all of a sudden. Fravor reported that he saw an object, white and oval, hovering above an ocean disturbance. He estimated that the object was about 40 feet long. Fravor and another pilot, Alex Diedrich, said in an interview that a total of four people, two of whom were pilots and two weapons system officers in the back seats of the two airplanes, witnessed the object for about 5 minutes. Now, that's pretty cool. I mean, normally these things come and go and it's just going to be a little bit of a flash. But to see this for 5 minutes, as well as four people witnessing this, and it's not just four civilians in that case, it's four army personnel. So that pretty much already sounds good in my books. And when Fravor spiraled down to get a closer view of the object ascended, mirroring the trajectory of his airplane until the object eventually disappeared. A second wave of fighters, including Pilot Lieutenant Commander Chad Underwood, took off from Nimitz to investigate. And unlike Fravor, Underwood's fighter was equipped with an advanced infrared camera, also called FLIR. Underwood recorded the FLIR video and coined the description tic-tac to describe the infrared image, but did not himself see any unusual object. What's really amazing is they went on to actually publish three videos of what they had seen. And I mean, I'll overlay the videos in the podcast now. And what you're seeing is truly remarkable. And, you know, coming from professionals that are trained in spotting enemy flying objects and that, for them to notice this and say that something was up and being a UFO. I mean, when I say UFO, I don't necessarily mean alien. UFO means unidentified flying object. However, in this case, I mean, it begs the question, what on earth is that? And on December 16, 2017, the New York Times reported on the incident and published the three videos, termed FLIR, and the second one was called GIMBAL, and the third was Go Fast, purporting to show encounters by jets from Nimitz and Theodore Roosevelt with unusually shaped, fast-moving aircraft. Now, the reports became subject to fervid speculation by UFO investigators, and of course it normally would. Those stories have been criticized by journalism professor Keith Kluwer as a curious narrative that appears to be driven by thinly sourced and slanted reporting. According to Kluwer, corrosive intention has been given to the most likely, prosaic explanations, and instead the coverage has for the most part taken a quizzical, mysterious frame that plays off the catchy UFO tag in the headline.
Fleet of them, look on the ASA.
My gosh.
They're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
The whole thing, dude.
That's not our LNS though, is it? It's not.
What is the LNS, dude?
Well, if there's like...
Look at that thing!
It's rotating.
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow, look at that, man.
Look at the fly.
In April 2021, Pentagon spokesperson Sue Goff confirmed that publicly available footage of what appeared to be an unidentified triangular object in the sky had been taken by Navy personnel aboard USS Russell in 2019. Now, skeptic Mick West suggested the image was a result of an optical effect called bokeh, which can make out of focused light sources appear triangular or pyramidal due to the shape of the aperture of some lenses. The Pentagon also confirmed photos of objects described as sphere, acorn, and metallic blimp. In the following month, Goff further confirmed a second video had been recorded by Navy personnel and is under review by the UAP Task Force. The video, recorded on July 15, 2019 aboard the USS Omaha, perpetually shows a spherical object flying over the ocean as seen through an infrared camera at night, moving rapidly across the screen before stopping and easing down into the water. Now, it makes you wonder if there are UFOs flying over the ocean there, and what are they doing? Like, what are they diving into the ocean for? I know I've read many, many stories before online of aliens secretly harvesting stuff from under the ocean's bed. I mean, if we look at it, I think they said something ridiculous that we've actually researched and discovered more of the moon than we have of our ocean floors. Now, that is just mind-boggling to think. I mean, the ocean is right there. Why are we not exploring this kind of stuff? So, of course, conspiracy theorists are going to be questioning what is happening underwater, especially in the deep, deep, deep oceans that we are not investigating. And with all these weird photographs and videos of aliens hovering across the ocean, what are they doing there? Are they harvesting some secret energy? Are they potentially using water to take back to their planets? I don't know. I mean, you could think of any absolute reason as to what they are doing there, and unfortunately we just don't know. But what I think is really awesome at the moment is that the government is coming out and saying, you know what, these are things we are seeing, we don't know what they are, but there's no need to panic because science has proven that it could be X, Y, and Z. Now, the fact that we are stepping in the right direction by having government come out and release these videos, that is a big, big, big step in the right direction in terms of UFO discovery. It's really exciting times, and I do believe that in the next, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years or so, we're going to be seeing more and more visuals and videos like this, which could make for very, very interesting headlines going into the future. So, yeah, guys, I'm not too sure what you think of it. I mean, you can watch the videos for yourself and see them and make your own judgment based on it. But I mean, like I said earlier, if trained fighter pilots are seeing these things and are struggling to, you know, keep up with them and understand what they are, then what are they? How far advanced are they? I mean, it's absolutely mind-boggling to say the least. And this has got to be some of the best video footage there is out there. Obviously, there is the video footage of the Arizona lights and such stories like that, which we will delve into in another episode. But I just thought I'd like to bring this little quick story to you, see what your views are. Tell me in the comments below what you think it is. Is it definitely aliens? Is it just an optical illusion called bokeh, which I probably am pronouncing incorrectly as well? And if it is aliens, what are they here for? Are they here for pure innocence? Is it curiosity? Are we just being examined because we are so inferior to their life force and intelligence? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments below. And please don't forget to subscribe to the video and click the like button. The feedback is always welcome. And of course, if you have any topics you'd like me to cover, please let me know and send me a message. Take care, guys.